الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الرسول: يا ربي إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. And we should remember that we've got the last few moments left of our first Ashara, which is an Ashara of the Rahmat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And we shouldn't take it lightly. There is a great, great time that is finishing now, where Allah's Rahmat just pours down all the time. So we should make lot of dua for Allah's Rahmat pours down upon us, upon the whole Ummat, everyone, and that we get the true and maximum benefit of the Rahmat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It is very, very important. This great month is really an exclusive month. It has got such great things in it. And we are already finishing the first Ashara. It's not that it's gone. It is, what have we done? What have we achieved in it? And before we know what, it must not happen the whole month is gone. And perhaps we haven't really done much. So Allah give us tawfiq, to spend our time correctly. And inshallah, after the little talk, we have some time, make lot of dua for Allah's rahmat to pour down upon us, upon the whole ummat. And we get our full share for our deen also, our dunya also, our akhirat also, the whole family, and the whole ummat of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and also for the whole of mankind and whole of Allah's creation. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, when a person gets tawfiq to make a dua for the whole creation of Allah Ta'ala, Allah raises that person to the stage of a kutub, a very high stage Allah Ta'ala gives him. So we should have feeling for the whole creation, for all the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Few du'as that we have learned by the barakat of our elders, that Allah gives hidayat to the whole of all of man and jinn who are presently in the world until the day of Qiyamah. And Allah give us all that way of Islam and Iman which Allah loves and which Allah requires from us. That we live on that, we die on that, and Allah raises us on that, and gives us Jannatul Firdaus on that. Another great thing that we should make dua for, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, a person who makes dua for all the ants in their holes, for all the fish in the waters, for all the birds in the air, for all the animals in the jungles, that, oh Allah, have mercy upon all of them. Allah Ta'ala gives that person a stage of a kutub. And also, if a person who reads this dua 25 times, Allahumma ghfir li wa lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat, Allah Ta'ala makes him mustajab al-da'wat. Because he has got concern for the whole, all the Muslims, the Ummat also, and all the Muslims of the previous Ummats also. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. And also, what we read now in the Kitab reading about the Quran Sharif being read in the home, how valuable that home becomes. And especially the Hafiz al-Quran, and everyone else, by Hafiz al-Quran is meant the extensive part of the Quran Sharif. Otherwise, there are many other people that read, they're making tahajjud also, read our surahs, which is also Quran. But here is an indication that the Quran Sharif, as the whole Quran Sharif is being read. And in any case, we should try and make an arrangement in our homes, that continuously, every day, regularly, Quran Sharif is being recited. And that we must have Quran in our hearts also. And it is there, but make it like alive. that just not that it is stored in a storeroom in the heart, but that it must be with us all the time. So Quran Sharif is a very great kitab, and we should try and see that in our homes and our families, then our neighbors, whoever we have access to, our friends, that they also have Quran Sharif recited in the house. There is one very great thing of the or legacy of this ummah, that recitation of the Quran Sharif. And try and read in the car also. Try and read at our business place also. Wherever we can, as much as possible, Allah give us tawfiq. We try to explain a little bit for with regard to the great honor of the Quran Sharif, what a great kitab this is. And at the same token, we have got responsibilities towards the Quran Sharif also, the rights and the hukuk of the Quran Sharif. One that we mentioned was Iman bil Quran. We must have an unwavering Iman in the various aspects of the Quran. There is a kitab of Allah Ta'ala, and what a great kitab Allah Ta'ala has sent for us. And that we honor this kitab, respect it also, have love for it also, and our Iman is also complete on the whole kitab. It is the word of Allah and our Creator, and He has given us our manual of how we should live in this life, in this world. And that is the Quran Sharif. And that we should believe in it like that. If we are weak, if the fault is in us, but we must not try and change the Quran Sharif. As somebody has given a nice example, if a person is getting married, and in fact his fiancée, to whom he's getting married, she sends him a pair of shoes, and she asks that he must wear it on his wedding day. But when he puts it on, it's a bit too tight. He can't wear it. Now, he's not going to chop his toes in order to, that it must fit in the shoes. He'll have the shoes stretched, and if it doesn't stretch, and he hasn't got any other shoes but a broken pair of slippers, he'll rather wear the broken pair of slippers even for his wedding day. So the same way, we can't change the Quran Sharif, chop and trim the Quran Sharif to suit and to fit into our lives. We have to fit into the Quran Sharif. We can't let the Quran Sharif be chopped and trimmed and let it fit into our lives. Another good example, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panampuri rahmatullahi used to give, is just an example. The masala is that tattooing, making the sign of an animal, and it is totally haram. But it's just an example. He says the masala is 100%, it's totally haram. So a person wanted a lion to be tattooed on his arm. So he went to the person who does it. So he pricked him with a needle in order to start, and he pained, so he jumped. And he asked, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm making the ear of the lion." So he said, "It's too painful." So a lion can be without an ear also. Leave out the ear. So then he pricked him again. "Now what you doing?" "Again very painful. I'm making the other side ear." So he said, "It's too painful. Leave it out." So he pricked him again. "What you doing now?" "The tail." So he said, "You can't have a lion without a tail." Like this, what lion will he have? So just like that, deen also, to fit into deen, it might be a little bit painful at the beginning. Mujahada has to be made. So we have to do khilaf of the nafs. And that is normally for a certain period. Afterwards it becomes light. But mujahada has to carry on all the time. But once we have control over the nafs, then it becomes easy after that. But to get the nafs under control, we have to do some mujahada. Now if everything is too difficult for us, this is also too difficult, that is also too difficult, then what Islam will we have? So, and what Quran Sharif, we have to take out this ayat of the Quran Sharif, and that was the way of the other nations. What they didn't like, they changed the meaning, they took out those verses from the scriptures. We, Allah Ta'ala has taken guarantee, Allah has given the guarantee, Allah is going to look after the Quran Sharif, and it will be looked after. We mustn't be, Allah save us, of those who are thrown out from here. There will be always those, that group and those ulama will remain firmly on the truth, and they will remain right till the day of Qiyamah. They might diminish in number, the numbers might become smaller and smaller, but they will be there all the time. And the truth, whoever will want it and look for it, it is on offer. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah reward him greatly, he says in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, where Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Be with the sadiqeen, the truth people, those whose private and public life is the same, those who are genuine people. So he says, when Allah has commanded this, and Quran Sharif is a kitab till the day of Qiyamah, so fadlan, actually, nothing is compulsory on Allah. Allah does as He pleases. Nobody is nothing wajib on Allah. Nothing farad on Allah that I have to do this. Allah is absolute. He does as He pleases. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Whatever He wishes, He does. But fazlan, by the kindness of Allah, Allah will see to it that there is always a group of sadiqeen. Because if Allah gave the command and there are no sadiqeen, how can you fulfill the command now? So they will always be there. Allah will make sure that they are there. It's up to us to look for those people. So anyway, that might go into a different direction again, where these true people, the ulama al-haq and the sadiqeen, that they will be always be there, and they will be accessible always. Allah Ta'ala will always see to that. So the right of the Quran, one is this iman on the Quran, as we try to explain a little bit. The details of it are much, much more. And all this is just to create that desire that we learn more of our deen. The second we explained, the love of the Quran Sharif and the respect and honor of the Quran Sharif. The adab and etiquette of the Quran Sharif. Those are also very important. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, sometimes more harm is caused to a person by be'adabi than by an actual guna. Adab is a very great thing. Adab of the Quran Sharif, very great thing. Adab of our parents, of our asatiza, of our mashayikh, adab of the masjid, of the haramain, sharifain, everything's adab is very, very important. And Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali makes a lot of dua to Allah. Ya Allah, bless me with adab, with respect. And this is whenever something happens on the spur of the moment. Not you go and open a kitab, what must I do now? That adab must be in us, that you do the right thing at that time. Allah bless us with that. And this is also a great, great gift of Allah Ta'ala. And that is also to be begged of Allah Ta'ala. And as we have explained, this month is such that Allah is giving. Ask Allah for adab. Allah Ta'ala bless us with the true adab in all our matters. We are very, very lacking in it, especially today with the Western environment so much upon us. And the adab which our children had, our forefathers in their time, what adab they had. And today the children, they speak anyhow to the parents, to the ustad, anything they wish to say, they behave very, very rudely, very badly. And today it's a real challenge for the elders to be able to control your own children also. They just speak anything out of turn. The children in the schools, that's out of the question how they behave. Even in the madrasas, it's very, very hard to control them. This adab is gone. But still, alhamdulillah, in the ummah, especially those people who live in remote areas, even here in our country, the local people, even if they are non-Muslims, you'll see they have got much more adab, those who are living in the remote areas. You come to the cities, it's a complete different thing. And in our Muslim people also, we say, the Indonesian people, for example, what I noticed, there's still a lot of adab they have got. And other places also, they have got a lot of adab. But generally, today, that adab is gone. It's lost completely. So adab for everything is very important. So the love of the Quran Sharif and the respect and the adab of the Quran Sharif. Then we explain about learning of the Quran. And that must also carry on right till maut, Allah give us tawfiq. Some aspect of the Quran we must be learning all the time. There is no end to the ulum of the Quran. the Quran Sharif is the ulum of it, the meaning of it is unlimited, and we have to try and learn it as much as possible, starting right from the huruf, the pronunciation, knowing the letters and then pronouncing them correctly. It's a real job also. We just take it for granted, we know the alphabets, our makharij, but we are very lacking still, and this also is a thing that has to carry on all the time. Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayh, one of the students who was studying in India, and Hazrat liked his reading very much, and Hazrat was very particular on every aspect of Quran Sharif. After some years, Hazrat came here and asked him to read again. So Hazrat said, there's some rust that has come over your reading. Over the time that if a person doesn't pay attention, then little weakness, so you're still reading, and the world will praise you for your reading. But some weaknesses come. So Allah make us conscious to be continued, to have that fikr to learn the Quran Sharif and to learn more and more about the Quran Sharif. So that is one very important thing. And then after that is tilawat al Quran. When we can read Quran Sharif, then to make tilawat of it. We must make it a firm rule on in our lives that daily we will be reading Quran Sharif. As some friends say, we come here to the Khanqah, alhamdulillah, we benefit, but once the Eid moon is sighted, in fact that night already, we see the change comes into our lives. By the next day and the next day, lot of changes come, then everything is forgotten of Ramadan. So that should not be the case. Our tilawat, we make a firm determination that we're going to carry on. And if we can make up like a timetable for our daily, what we're going to do, and we keep it somewhere where we can see, or we tell the wife, you must see that, check me whether I'm going according to this timetable. In there we have our slot of the time of reading Quran Sharif, take out some time at least for Quran Sharif, and we read, and we read, and we read Quran Sharif. It has come in the hadith also, those who read Quran Sharif, Allah gives them more than those who make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Just by reading, Allah sees to all your needs. Same it comes for Durood Sharif. As a person reads Durood Sharif, then that also, even if you don't make dua, Allah gives you. But at the same time, we learn from our elders, we should try and do everything. And like we have a wonderful dish prepared, and everything is in there. The salt is in there, the masala is in there, all the spices, how many spices are put, then it becomes a wonderful dish. So our dish of deen, that also, some dua also, some tilawat also, zikr also, durood sharif also, toba, istighfar also, our nafil namazes, faraz of course are there, all our faraz. What a wonderful dish. And Allah make it that we are not ill, where our taste buds are not dead, and we can taste the enjoyment of this deen. And Ramzan is that month where our other dishes we prepare, really this dish has to be prepared. If we, Allah's month is such that all those wonderful, Allah Ta'ala has given us all these things, and the special flavors come from Allah Ta'ala again, which makes it a meal of Jannat, a wonderful dish. We can get the dasturkhan of Jannat, yeah, already. The people of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam requested, Rabbana anzil alayna ma'idatan minas sama. So that dish, we can have it here also. And how many of the awliya, Allah bless them, Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, he should get a pot of biryani, plate of biryani, and the whole jungle he was should be filled with the aroma. And sometimes here also we find that now the day, last night, the biryani smell was coming so strong here, and also got the roza, everything. So this year is in this dunya. So Allah, when He sends the food of Jannat, manna and salwa, what won't that be? So we prepare the dish in this month with all the various beautiful ibadat Allah has given us. So tilawat is a thing we all must determine, that every day of my life, I can't live a day without tilawat of Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif must be in my life. And also at the same time, that I must be learning something about Quran Sharif. Whichever aspect, the meaning, the translation, the tafsir, whatever it is, I must be learning also on a daily basis, I must be learning Quran Sharif also. So tilawat of Quran Sharif is extremely important also, and it must be alive in our homes, and we should try and take the maximum benefit. And how long are we in this dunya? And we are here really for the sake of our deen, not for dunya. Dunya will come and whatever, but deen is the most important. And when we have deen, dunya also Allah will give accordingly. So tilawat of Quran. And in one aspect, the most important part of the Quran Sharif and the right of the Quran, amal bil Quran. That we practice also on the Quran Sharif. Our whole life we try and see from morning to night, it must be according to Quran Sharif. Every aspect of our lives, whatever we are doing from birth to death, it must be according to Quran Sharif. And Quran Sharif, the explanation of it is the hadith. And from Quran and hadith, Allah reward tremendously our fuqaha, what they went through, what sacrifices they made, and what ulum Allah had given them, what taqwa Allah had given them. It's impossible that people like that, Allah's qudrat is above everything. But when we read who they were, where can such people be? And they extracted it and gave it to us in our fiqh, in our big, big kitabs. And Allah reward our ulama, ulama of all the countries. They took out from there and they made it simple for us in our language. For example, we have Bihishti Zewar, is the same thing, but just made for us. We have Ta'limul Haqq, is the same thing again. All these kitabs and the whole world, the ulama, they have extracted and made it easy for their communities. So Allah reward them tremendously. So when we practice on these correct masail kitab, we are practicing on Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif. For us to go into the details and take out these masail, our ulama from one part of an ayat, they took out up to 100 masalas. Where we can't see one masala in that part, in that ayat, they took out how many masalas. It was that inside purity of theirs and that connection of Allah Ta'ala that the Quran just opened up to them. And as they read, it opened, and it opened all the time. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we the practicing on the Quran Sharif. Everything, as Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked, what was the akhlaq of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She said it was the Quran Sharif. When the Quran Sharif says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, O Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, you don't just possess akhlaq-i azim, but you are the sole owner and sole distributor of akhlaq. Anyone wants to know akhlaq in the world, there is no other way but the threshold of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, what his akhlaq was. And that is what we have to bring into us. Not what we think, but what Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught us, that is the true akhlaq. So Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so to say, has the franchise of akhlaq, which Allah gave it to him, and he's the sole distributor of akhlaq. And akhlaq, whatever we want to know, what is akhlaq, we have to go to the doorstep of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and there again, Allah Ta'ala reward the ulama, that they've taken out all this, and they put it in simple form for us. So we should try and study all this. We ask ourselves also, all of us, myself, all of us, how much do we really try and learn about our deen to practice? About the akhlaq of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, we are reading the kitabs, how to treat your wife. That isn't from anyone else, how Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam treated his wife. He said, the one who has got the best akhlaq is the one who treats his wife the best. And I am the one that I treat my wives the best. So we have to learn everything from Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. What is pride? What is humility? What is sincerity? All that we have to learn from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So to learn and practice on this, this is also a very great right of the Quran Sharif. If we don't do these things, we are not fulfilling the rights of the Quran Sharif. We have, on the one side, we have acknowledged and we believe and we admit that it is the greatest kitab, nothing like it. But then what are we doing? We must also from our side try and fulfill all that. So we should try and bring this also to practice upon the Quran Sharif.
And then after the tilawat al-Quran, amal bil Quran, then it is ta'aleem. The first one was, I called it ta'aleem, it was ta'allum al-Quran, to learn the Quran, and then ta'aleem al-Quran, to teach the Quran Sharif. That also Allah give us tawfiq, that we all become part and parcel on an ongoing basis to be teaching the Quran Sharif. Whether it is, like we in a madrasa, we learning also, but with our friends we make takrar, we teaching also, and everywhere else also, in the home, with our children, where we worried about the food and that, we should be worried of the Quran Sharif also, and teach them Quran Sharif. And in fact it is such that still there may be many of us who are those that we learned Quran Sharif at that time when the huruf were also pronounced very wrongly. There was no question of tajweed. All these things were non-existent at that time. Now when our children come home, we see they are reading very well. And now the emphasis on tajweed, on makharij, alhamdulillah, islah, is to a very great extent. So we can, with the excuse of teaching them, but be learning from them. And those who know well Quran Sharif, teach them properly. So this process also of learning and teaching of Quran Sharif must be also very much alive. It is, alhamdulillah, we got our maktabs, the primary madrasas, we got our Darul Ulooms, where Quran Sharif is taught. Many places they have halqas of Quran Sharif in the masjids, where they learn Quran Sharif. Then we have dars of Quran, where Quran Sharif tafsir takes place, etc. Tarjuma of Quran Sharif, all this is carrying on. But it isn't sufficient. Just like for example, many people are happy that in our masjid, kitab reading takes place. The question is, am I sitting for the kitab reading? That in our town, we have got lot this year also, that. But am I applying myself? Am I taking part? So the same way with regard to learning and teaching Quran Sharif, that in our town we got this facility, we got that facility, everything. But how much am I involved? And one thing is that we make the arrangement, and blessed are those people who are the committee members of the various jamaat, those who are seeing to the maktab, ta'aleem, etc. And it's not a small thing. Now you're getting a complaint from a child, now you're getting a complaint from a parent, now you're getting a complaint from the ustad, now there's some other complaint also, maybe the toilets are not working, the flush system is not working. Now they have to see to all these things. But to see to the running of that maktab, it's a very great thing. And these people are to be saluted. And in almost perhaps 100% in the world, those who are doing this work, it's an unpaid job. They take out time from their personal time, from their business time, and they are running the affairs of these things. And they are not taking any wages for it. And usually, like we will say, they're not perhaps ulama also. Some places they might have some ulama. They are business people. They are the people of the community. And they are making these great, great sacrifices. They are to be saluted. We don't notice them, but they are doing a great work in the community. In the same way, those who are seeing to the affairs of the masjid, who are seeing to the affairs of the cemetery, the qabristan, all the other things which are required in the community also, from our dini point of view, there are these people who are making their sacrifices. And they, what do they get? But only complaints also, people criticize them. If we come to a masjid where the towels are nice and dry, clean, nobody will compliment anyone. We just take it, the toilets are clean. But one day, the toilets are dirty, or those towels are wet, or anything like that, then we make lot of complaints. And what kind of mutawallis? They're not fit to be mutawallis, etc. But when everything is functioning well, nobody will compliment. And good also from Allah's side, the reward is by Allah. And what Allah will give for all this, for the upkeep of the house of Allah, and for the ta'aleem. And alhamdulillah, there are many brothers today in the world who are seeing to this basic ta'aleem in various other parts of the world. Yeah, for example, what we know of, yeah, in South Africa, how many groups there are now that are seeing to the ta'aleem of the basic ta'aleem in South America, in Malawi, in Mozambique, in India, where and where in the world, in various parts, even in Russia, where and where there are brothers who are going and they are, and what sacrifices they are making. How many from the UK are going to different places and seeing to the makatib, etc. From various parts of the world, people are working in other places, seeing to their own country, seeing to others. This all, and we must make dua also for it, and for these people also. And we must see where we can fit in. And one strong appeal that comes from these people, there are many, mashallah, ulama also, who have got that, who are very enthusiastic about this. So they should also, adopt one country or one province that we will run makatib in those places. And then work with some business people and go together with them. And all these places, if we go together and a person sees with his eye on the ground what is happening, then much more work is done with much more sincerity, much more sacrifice, and we realize we are still doing nothing. Like that, you go to a businessman in his office that we are running this makatib and that, if we ask him for some donation, he might give something, he will give a small amount, big amount, whatever, and he feels he has done a favor and he has got us off his, but if you get him to go and see for himself, then he will realize that what I was giving was nothing whatsoever. And he will give more. And the more a person gives, it doesn't mean yours is going to diminish. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says emphatically that you give charity, it doesn't diminish your wealth. Allah gives more. And it has been seen over and over. Those who open their hands and give, Allah ta'ala gives them more and more all the time. And those who control, like you have a cistern or whatever, and you have a float to control the amount of water, then it can't take more. So only so much will come. But where there is no control, it's just going out, then the others just fill in all the time. So in the same way, there are more, Allah give us that yaqeen also, to be able to spend. And mashallah, today there are those people who, if you go and see it to them, they are wealthy people, they are people who are living in comfort and ease. But what qualities Allah has blessed them when they have to make the sacrifices, they are open to all this. Where in the jungles they go, where in remote areas where there is no electricity, there is no sewage system, nothing. They spend days there for the sake of the ta'aleem of the children and the makatib. So lot of such examples, just to refresh again, one or two. One friend of ours, mashallah, he's a businessman. It came into him that I must run some makatib somewhere. So alhamdulillah, he's going to Mozambique. And just about 2-3 weeks ago, they went and returned again. They took them to one place where one maktab is running, and right at the top of the mountain. They went in a 4x4, where the 4x4 couldn't go more further also. And then they went walking with difficulty. What road? There's no road there also. But when they reached there on top, they heard children reading Quran Sharif, right there in that remote place. And in Madagascar, Allahu Akbar. There are those brothers, one Maulana Ilyas Lala, Rahmatullah Ali, he has passed away. What sacrifices he made. Those places where it is impossible to go, they go into those places. And right into, way in the jungles. They have to cross over like a bridge. What is a bridge? The log of a tree. And then the person, one of them has to go on the other side and guide that person. If he just has to go a little bit this or that way, the whole vehicle will go down. They make these sacrifices. And just before he passed away, he went for about 6 weeks, and just all in the jungles. Where the people, and there are the Muslim people there, running shops there, where there's nobody living there. They are living there in those places, and they're keeping the deen alive. Azan is carrying on. Quran is being read in those places. And the makatib work where and where. It's really difficult conditions, but people are doing these sacrifices. Then also we explained of that one person who was from Rabita. He was Mabous in Sierra Leone, just to refresh ourselves again. And he was doing deen's work there. And he explained himself personally. He's from Egypt, And one day he took his family as an outing on a Sunday, and returning near Maghrib time, as they were driving, a fire in the felt far away caught his attention. And he just came in, "I must go and see." When he went there, what he found? A blind Hafiz teaching children Quran right in the remote jungles of Africa, where there is nothing, and where the temperatures are up to 45, 50 degrees. They lit a fire just for the light of the fire. And with the light, the heat also comes. But they tolerate that heat, just that they could see, the children could see. The Hafiz, the Ustad himself, was a blind person. And he's teaching Quran Sharif there. So Quran Sharif, Inna lahu lahafizun. And then the same Ustad, the same Sheikh, he says, "I thought till now I was making khidmat of deen. But when I saw this, I realized I'm not even in the alif ba ta tha of deen." So where and what sacrifices people are making in the Soviet Union, when all the communist laws, and how the people were learning Quran Sharif in the basements, etc., and they kept it alive. It's only Allah's fazal. So we make dua, Allah choose us, and that we are also part of that, of teaching the Quran Sharif. Whether we do it in whichever way, we get together a group of people, 5-6 people, and we take over one place, ulama, business people, professional people, and we run makatib there. This is a very great demand of our present time. And in South America, Maulana Yusuf Biko, Allah reward him. And in fact, just a little bit as I remember it, he explained that they went in Jama'at there. And when they met a person who was the, they were the children of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And completely in a different way of life, completely. So they gave them da'wat, but then it's just like a vision, or like something came over him, that if you meet, I think Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala and his family, or one of the great Sahaba, and you meet them on the day of Qiyamah, and they will ask you, "You met my family, you found them to be lost in the dunya, and you just met them and you went away." So then it came into him that no, this is not only a Jamaat work of 40 days or 4 months, but this has to be a continuous thing. And Allah Ta'ala's help was worth, and then he started his madrasas, and or covering almost the whole of South America, in which when Haji Abdul Wahab Sahab, Damat Barakatum, went there, Venezuela, there was an ijtima, and it was, the mashura was made, he will speak to the old workers. When he met this ulama, and he found out that they have come here for life, and they are not allowed to do business, they're not allowed to marry there, they're not allowed to do anything else, only for deen's sake, and they stick to it. Then he said, "These are people I have to sit with, that who have made this, for deen's sake, they made these sacrifices going to these places." And normally when we think of another country, South America must be a smart country. No, there the conditions are difficult, but they are sacrificing, and the deen is coming alive there. When this one place in this Venezuela, the one brother, they wanted an ustad. So he was speaking to one person, Mana Yusuf Viko, one ustad, alim from here, to go there. And it was still not confirmed or anything, and he was also not sure of going. So that person from Venezuela phoned Mana Yusuf Viko that, what's happening? He said, "The one I'm speaking to, he's at the moment in Medina Sharif. And I'm trying to convince him, but I haven't still convinced him." So he took his name, phone number, and he flew from Venezuela to Medina Sharif. He went there and he went and meet him. And then he told him, "If you don't come," he asked, "who is sleeping here?" Hazrat Nabiyya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "I'll catch you in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you did not come and teach us deed." So these people who have caught, and what sacrifices, and how deen is coming alive in the world. So Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq, inshallah. So to practice upon the Quran, to teach the Quran Sharif, make it our mission. We have to see to all our things. If I'm a businessman, doesn't mean I don't look after my car. I see to the maintenance of my car. Doesn't mean I don't see to my child, he has to go to school, madrasa, he's got a problem, I see, like that. Everything. Isn't deen also our responsibility? Deen is also our responsibility and our main responsibility. So Allah Ta'ala, so these sacrifices are taking place and deen is coming alive. Just like the brothers who went now to Turkey to see what the Syrian refugees. And it's also, you can't hear what is happening there. Allah in His plan knows. Allah is watching everything. And what Allah has got in store, inshallah, deen is going to come alive in the whole world, inshallah. So Allah give us tawfiq that we practice upon deen. And the teaching of the Quran Sharif, we make it alive. Learning also and teaching of the Quran Sharif also, we make it alive in the whole, live in the whole, live in the whole world. And whichever form we can, then together with that, tabligh of the Quran, the message of the Quran, that also we must spread it in the world. What is the Quran's message? What is the Quran telling us? We must spread that also in the whole world. That is also part of our duty. So just to recap, Iman bil Quran, that we have to work for. Dua also, make the effort also. And there are various efforts. Go in Jamaat in lenders. Stay in the company of ulama. Go in the khanqah by the mashayikh. And learn this, our proper yaqeen on Quran Sharif. Muhabbat and azmat of the Quran truly comes into us. The adab of Quran, the whole of deen, adab of everything. And then, ta'allum of the Quran, to be learning the Quran Sharif. And then tilawat of the Quran, to make regularly our tilawat. And then amal bil Quran, to make amal on the whole Quran, what applies to us. See our day and every, I'm doing business, it must be according to Quran. I'm going to toilet, it must be according to Quran. If everything must be according to Quran Sharif. So amal bil Quran, bil Quran. And then ta'aleem Quran, to teach the Quran, tabligh Quran. And to make tabligh of the Quran, the message of the Quran also. Allah give us all tawfiq. There's few minutes are left of this first ashara of rahmat. And beg Allah for His rahmat. If Allah's rahmat comes, everything we have got. And this is the 10 days of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and accept us for this. Subhanallah.